Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Daniel, and I'm from Danbury, North Carolina. Small little town, you probably don't know where it is. Anyway, I called in a few months ago, not long after I found the show, and I shared a few stories. One was a bunk bed story, and the other was about me seeing this little creature walk across my the threshold of my door. And it was like really short. It had like three horns, and I think it was holding a cane or something. Thought it was my brother. Anyway, I actually have another kind of longer ghost story for you. And I just heard on one of your more recent podcasts that you were making a book. I'm not sure if that's already passed or anything. But yeah, I totally love this story to be considered into the book, because it is a pretty lengthy one, sort of. But anyway, I'll just get right into it. So I was told the story from my dad when I was 15. My real dad lives in Lexington, North Carolina, and he's got a house that's, it's not really a double wide, it's just like a regular, you know, 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom house. So it's not too big, but it's not too small. Anyway, there's a hallway in the back of it, and when you walk down this hallway, the first door on your left is the bathroom. Right across the bathroom was my old room. If you keep going down the hall just a few feet, to the left was his old bedroom when I was younger, and to the very back right was a room we called the green room, because it had green carpet, green paint on the walls. It was a really ugly room, but we called it the green room. Anyway, he told me that every morning when I was younger, and I used to sleep in my crib at his house, that he would wake up and hear me, like, you know, calling for him or talking or just, like, you know, crying or something. And he would, you know, wake up at like 7 o'clock in the morning, like, "Hey buddy, what are you doing? Like, you ready to get up and stuff?" And I'd be like, "Yeah." And this was like when I was like 1-2 years old, obviously. I was in a crib. Well, two things he told me. He said one thing happened a while back was he heard like a thud, and I was probably like 1 at the time, so, you know, I mean, I don't know how agile 1-year-olds are with climbing. I'm sure some are better than others, but he said he came like running into the room, and I was just like sitting in the middle of the floor out of my crib, just like playing with my toys. And he had no idea how. I mean, he thought the thud was me, like, falling out of my crib. And, I mean, the walls of a crib, they're pretty tall. I mean, like, that's a pretty long fall for a baby, for one thing. But, you know, either way, he kind of wrote it off. And I did, too, at the time. Now it's kind of weird. But the next thing is the creepier thing. And I wouldn't really call myself too sensitive, but I've had a few things happen to me. I've got a few more ghost stories that I'm going to call in and share. But anyway, the main thing was that one morning, I was in my crib. It was about 6-7 o'clock in the morning. He heard me talking. again. You know, he didn't really think too much of it. But he just sat and kind of listened for a minute. I wasn't crying and I wasn't, like, just yelling or anything. But I was talking. Like, I was having a conversation. I was probably, like, 1.5, 2 years old. I was probably about 2. And he kind of, you know, listened for about 30 seconds. And then he got up and he walked in there. And I was, like, standing at the edge of my crib, like, with my arms over it. And I was looking at the doorway. And he was like, "Hey, buddy. Who are you talking to?" And I was like, "Where'd she go?" He's like, who are you talking about?" I was like, "The girl. The little girl in the green dress. Like, where did she go?" And he just kind of, like, he was pretty creeped out by that, obviously. Because he's a believer in ghosts and stuff. And he was like, "There is no little girl." Like, and I was like, "Yeah, she was just right there. She was talking to me." And I think he asked me, like, what she said, but he couldn't remember what I had said, unfortunately. That would have been really cool if he'd have known. But anyway, so, you know, years go by. And, you know, I don't think I ever, he ever heard or saw of the green girl. The girl in the green dress. So that was a little creepy. But the creepiest part was when I was about 17, we were cleaning out the green room. And, you know, we walk back there, and they have these old closet doors that are, like, in the walls, like, that slide or whatever. They don't open out, they just slide, and there's, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 feet of wall, I mean, of, like, shelves and stuff that you could put your stuff in. And so we were just, like, cleaning that closet out back there, and stuck behind one of the drawers was a picture. And I mean, you can already guess, like, I picked it up and it was a little girl, like, 5 years old, or she looked 5 years old. And, like, I looked at the picture, and she was, like, blonde haired. She had a little bow. I can't remember what color it was. I think it was white. But she had, like, a little green and white frilly dress on, and, like, white socks with those black, like, church shoes that little girls wear. And I just had this, like, wave of, I know who this girl is. Like, it's just, like, Kathy. Like, that was just the first word in my mind. Like, it was Kathy. Just, I don't know why. And, like, I turned around and on the back, and it said, like, K. Sylvester or something. Like, Kathy Sylvester. It just said K. Dot Sylvester. And it said, I think it was 1973. And then it had a dash, and it said 1980. So, like, from 1973 to 1980, I guess that was, like, her age, and she had passed away when she was 7 years old. I don't know. And then, like, the family before had kept a picture of her and lost it, because the way we found this picture, it was, like, you know, not really stuffed, but it looked like it fell off the top of something and got wedged back there. So maybe when the people moved out, they didn't see it. I didn't really do any research into the house before it was, like, before my dad got it and everything, but obviously there was a family beforehand. I'm not sure, like, if they were the ones that had the little girl and she passed away, or even if they relayed that information to my dad whenever he bought the house. But either way, I thought it was really creepy. And the worst part of it was I was 15 years old, so I had just kind of, like, I was still kind of scared of stuff, like, because I didn't know a lot. But we were the only ones in this house, me and my dad. So that night, I was so creeped out. Like, I was like, why did you tell me this story? Like, now I'm going to be freaking out, thinking there's going to be a little dead girl, dead ghost girl coming into my room. And, like, whenever my dad, like, I don't talk to my dad anymore, but he didn't have heat in his house, he would have this like little bitty tiny electrical heater he would just like put at the edge of my doorway, and like, pray to God, that would like heat my pretty decently sized room up. And it never did, so it was always freezing cold in there. Like, it was down in the low 50s some nights, especially on like winter nights. I would have like an army blanket on, but it would always be so cold in that room. And you could just like, even if you didn't believe in ghosts or if you'd never heard of a ghost story, you would always be creeped out in that house. It was just so quiet and in the woods. And so I could totally understand if, you know, something creepy was going on down there. But I have a few more ghost stories involving me staying with my dad. And I'll talk about those in another episode. Love you guys' show. Thank you for listening to my ghost story. And I hope it can be put into your book if it's long enough. And either way, I wish you guys a Merry Christmas. It's like mid-December when I'm sending this in. So I don't know how long it's going to be before you guys play this. But I hope it's soon. Thank you guys. Love your show.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.